Yesterday, after we met together, I did something that I thought was very important before I come here. I don't want to speak about the UAE experience when I talk about impunity. I want to speak about the experience of every fellow law enforcement officer who's fighting this fight. So I went yesterday and spoke to a few of my colleagues from Africa, Asia, and Europe, and from the Northern Americas, and I will share with you what are the challenges for impunity now, because I think it's very important to use this platform to do that. So number one, we need to stop calling sexual exploitation of children material online child pornography. We need to change looking at it as child pornography. This is violence against children. These images and videos stay online for infinity. These images and videos, even after we identify the victim and we hold accountable to the perpetrator, the images are still there and the child is still victimized over and over and again to infinity. So one of the things that we find very challenging in law enforcement, and I'm speaking about the international experience of law enforcement, is that online sexual exploitation of children is not necessarily a priority amongst child crime when it comes to child crime. The reason is very simple. There is no blood, there is no crime scene, therefore the crime never took place. This is the general understanding to a lot of policymakers and a lot of people who are in the ecosystem. So one of the things to bring that back to the table as a priority, we need stronger laws. Those laws need to address grooming. Those laws need to address retention period of data. Those laws need to address and put accountable technology platforms and their practices and what they can do to better help us retain evidence and better help us investigate. So let me tell you the answer in a form of a story. So I would go as a police officer and I will receive a report, which are not very often, because sexual exploitation of children online is underreported. Children don't feel safe to report that to their parents. Parents don't feel safe to report that to the police system in a lot of countries of the world. They'd rather talk to their community leader. They'd rather talk to their faith leader, which doesn't necessarily end in a report on the police system. So I receive a report as a law enforcement officer, international law enforcement officer, and I receive a report and then I start gathering my evidence. So I'm faced with multiple situations. A, my capability. Do I have the capabilities? One of the countries where child sexual exploitation, and I call it a source country, where this problem is very permanent, I went and visited the unit, and there were five officers with two computers that are not connected online. So those countries where the problem is happening don't have capability to deal with the reports. And they receive the NCMEC reports, and I receive the NCMEC reports, and we all receive the NCMEC reports. And there are vast amount of reports. We are talking about 10,000 to 15,000 average a month. These reports are of images, sometimes are not original images, not original crimes. So how can a law enforcement officer with complete mental health go through all those images day after day to do this without the technology in place, without the training in place, and without proper capability building? So let's say that everything was in place and I got the perfect case. I identified the victim, I identified the perpetrator, I identified the offender, and I take it to prosecutor. There is another conversation that happens overall over there when we come to understand the law from different perspectives. How many years do we want to put for the offenders? What are we going to do? Is the offender age appropriate? Is it child on child offending? What are we going to do about it? And if I'm lucky and the prosecutor works with me according to the law and we have a strong law in place and I take it over to the judge, it's my luck then with the judge. Does he understand digital crime? Does he understand sexual exploitation of children online? In some cases, grave cases of online grooming and online sexual exploitation of children online, the case, the offender got 3 months or a slap on the hand because the judge didn't understand the case. And this is a problem in a lot of countries. Now, when I come to the UAE, our experience is a little bit different. And I'll try to say it very, very fast. We started gradually. We put a law in place. It's a child-dedicated law. It's a child law, Wadima law. So it's a child-dedicated law. And in this child-dedicated law, we included all of the things that we thought a child might be subjected to in the online or in his normal life. We also have a well-being council. So this digital well-being council oversits over all the government to have a full of government approach. So when I receive a case, I can talk to education, I can talk to social development, I can talk to prosecutor, I can talk to the judge. So at the end, when we take a case forward to the court, the situation is much more rounded. It's a more holistic approach, and the judge is on your side and on the child's side. So I hope I tried to answer this in 3 minutes.
You did it well.